Blog Talk Radio.
Pesach, Sameach. Happy, happy Passover. Here we're at day one. Has the evening service, the previous light here for day one, riding into day two right here. Reason for the season.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Judges said to Moses, go down there to freedom.
Fasika, type of Moshiach, Messiah, our Redeemer. So what is Pesach? Passover. Passover.
Cut off, and the oil price take off, the last thing goes off, and the youth them no laugh, and old them drop off, and cash plus lock up, and the biggest mark 11 day a wop, the little island full of bass, when I pay the staff, and world war kick off, and more life a loss, we make more price a cost, we make more rifle blast, from to the 40 acre and jackass.
And them put them on repeat. Those it out will have to get up and go look it on the street. Man a conquering lion, when I come here so they get defeat. Give them a break.
And a day, a break from separation.
David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that, even in the 20th century, with faith courage and the just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them. And they all shall have one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one...
Fasika, Fasika, type of Moshiach, Messiah, our Redeemer. So what is Pesach? Passover, child, Passover, Passover.
The hand of the Lord is upon me, I will dance like David. Cause the hand of the Lord is upon me, I will rubba, 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 rubba. Cause the hand of the Lord is upon me, I will dance like David.
Holy God!
You see, the truth is fighting. Let me fight it, me like it. You need to understand that me not rejoice because me got it. Let me explain why me dance and recite it. Hey, hear me, get it.
The hand of the Lord is upon me, I will dance like David. Cause the hand of the Lord is upon me, I will be a god of a god of a god. The hand of the Lord is upon me,
the Lord is upon me.
well. Stressful, painful, doubtful, dreadful, thoughtful. Mindful as well. Sometimes your mind is a swell. Cause you're not what you once felt. Not yourself in a mindset cell. Drown in a tough full well. Look ya, let me explain. How me not done but gain. Me call up this sweet good name. Jesus, call up full name. Like Peter, call up the name. He'll pull you out of the game. He will never lose but gain. Leave a life without
pain. Hey, all of the Lord is upon me. I will dance like daddy. Cause the hand of the Lord is upon me. I will rabba dabba dabba daddy.
Now the world thinks I'm
Fasika, Fasika, type of Moshiach, Messiah, our Redeemer. So what is Pesach? Passover,
I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Judges said to Moses, go down there to freedom. I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Judges said to Moses, go down there to freedom.
But passed over their house,
passed over their house,
passed over their house,
passed over their house,
passed over their,
but passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart,
depart, depart.
One of the Hebrew.
The guidance star is running. The guidance star is running in the sky. Suppose that star should ever fall, what would you think would happen?
Well, I've been a Rasta from ever since, you know. But it's not how long I've been a Rasta, it's how long it takes to grow up. Because what is what is, from beginning to the end, it can never change. So we're not Rasta from
creation.
מזמור פה א' למנצח על הגיתית לאסף, 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 לאסף.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
עוזנו, 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 עוזנו. הרנינו לאלוהים עוזנו, 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 עוזנו.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob, God of Jacob, God of Jacob.
לאלוהי
יעקב,
לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי
יעקב.
הריעו לאלוהי יעקב,
לאלוהי יעקב,
לאלוהי
יעקב.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for...
Yeah!
be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God.
Rastafari. Rastafari. Rastafari.
Mizmor pe alef lam natseya hal hagittit le asav.
Sing aloud unto God our strength.
Uzenu. Harninu lelohim uzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me, there shall no strange God be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange God. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. Their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat. With honey out of the rock should I have satisfied,
Mizmor pe alef lam natseya hal hagittit le asaf. Harninu lelohim uzzenu, hari'u lelohe Yaakov. Se'u zimra utenu tof, kinnor na'im im navel. Tik'u vachodesh shofar, vakese leyom haggenu. Ki chof leYisrael hu, mishpat lelohe Yaakov. עדות בהוסף סמו, בצאתו על ארץ מצרים, שפת לא ידעתי אשמע. הסירותי מצבל שכמו, כפיו מדוד תעבורנה. בצרה קראת ואכל לצקע, אענך בסתר רעם, אבחונך על מי מריבה סלע. שמע עמי ואעידה בך, ישראל אם תשמע לי, לא יהיה בך אל זר, ולא תשתחווה לאל נחר. אנוכי אדוני אלוהיך, המעלך מארץ מצרים, הרחב פיך ואמלאהו. ולא שמע עמי לקולי, וישראל לא אהבה לי. ואשלחהו בשרירות ליבם, ילכו במועצותיהם. לו עמי שומע לי, ישראל בדרכי יהלכו, כמעט אויביהם אכניע, ועל צריהם אשיב ידי. ושנאי אדוני יחשו לו, ויהי איתם לעולם, ויאכילהו מחלב חיטה, ומצור דבש אסביעקס.
נרות, lighting the lights, lighting the lamps, נרות, lighting the candles. Step 1, the light of the world, Or HaOlam, sanctifying our time, sanctifying I and I time. We begin the Seder with the light and the warmth of the Passover holy day. Light the candles. The eldest woman of the house traditionally lights the candles, the lights, no later than 18 minutes before sundown on the 14th of Abib, which is known as Nisan 14, or the Erev Pesach, the Erev Pesach. After kindling the lights, the candles, she waves her hands over the flames 3 times, as if welcoming in the holy day, the holiday, the Isla day, and covering her eyes with her hands so as not to see the lights burning, the candles burning. She says, Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotayo, v'tzivanu le'hadalik ner shel shabbata v'shel yom. Blessed are the eye, Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu Adonai, Ayanai, Elohim, Malek Ha'olam, King of the Universe, King of the Universe. Asher Kiddushanu, who sanctifies us, Ayanai, B'mitzvotai, with his commandments, with his mitzvot, with Siwanu, and commanded Ayanai, Le'hadalik, to kindle Ner Shel, the lights, the lamps of Ner Shel, the candles of Shabbata, with Shel, the Sabbath, and of Yom Tov, the holy, the Isla, the set-apart day, the holy day. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Ayanai Elohim, master of the universe, of the universe, universal king, who sanctifies, sets I and I apart with thy commandments, and commanded us to kindle the lamps, the light of Shabbat, the Sabbath, and of Yom Tov, the holy day, the holiday. We, I and I, strike the match, but Jah brings forth the light. Anoki ner, Anoki, or
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech ha'olam asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav Vizi vanu lehiot ur lagoyim banatan lanu et Yehoshua Mishianu ur haolam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifieth I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Blessed Messiah.
Anoki or Ha'olam, 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 Ha'olam. Either one says, since Yeshua, Jesus, was, quote, born of a woman, Anoki or Ha'olam, 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 says, since Yeshua, Jesus was, quote, born of a woman, born under HaTorah, the law, the direction, instruction. According to Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, it is fitting that a woman begins the Seder and brings light to the table, to the Shulchan. Rita 2 says, as we look upon the lights, the lamps, the candles, may we remember that Yeshua, Jesus, is the true light of the world. Since the Passover Seder is centers on the person and the work of HaAdon Yeshua, on the work of Geta Yesus, as the Seh HaPesach, the Passover Lamb, the Lamb of the true good, the true God, the Seh HaElohim. It is fitting to begin the Seder, the order, with an acknowledgement of his glory and presence. We therefore will open our Seder with a baraka, a barake, a blessing, a barakat that recognizes him as the source of all light and truth and objective reality in and for I and I lives. Let us all recite the following together. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kedishanu Bit Mitzvotav Witziwanu Le Hiyota Ora Le Goyim We Natan Lanu Eta Yeshua Mishcheinu Se Ha Pesach. Blessed art thou, art the I. Baruch Ata Adonai Adonai Eloheinu, Ayanai Elohim, Melech HaOlam, King of the Universe, King of the Universe, Universal King, who sanctifies us, Ayanai, with his commandments and commanded us to be a light to the nations, to the Gentiles, to the nationalities, and who gave to us, to Ayanai, Yeshua, Mishcheinu, Jesus, Isis, Ayanai, Messiah, Seh HaPesach, the Passover Lamb. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvotai W'tziwanu Lehiyot Ora Legoyim V'natan Lanu Et Yeshua Mishcheinu Seh HaPesach
Gift and King. Well, Rabbi Wolf was placed in the Passover already in the year. We took to actually put this from production stage straight to the final product. You know what I mean?
Right.
He would pass over. Well, what we try to do is take the people back into our biblical accounts of the days of Moses and Pharaoh, and with a mighty and strong hand, God rescued his people, the Israelites, from the hands of the Egyptians.
Mm.
Alright, so on that night, that fateful night, while God was going to do this, his last plague, the 10th plague, what he did is tell the Israelites to put the blood of the lamb upon the doorstep. So when the angel had passed over, when the angel had come, it will pass over them and it will slew the firstborn in Egypt and rescue the people. Alright, so what we try to do is bring back this message to the people and let them know that we praise a mighty and powerful God, which is Jehovah. Alright, and in the New Testament, God has brought forth Christ as the new Passover. Alright, so those who have accepted Christ as the Lord and Savior has his blood upon the doorsteps of their hearts.
Mm.
So when judgment comes, Jarad comes, Jah will pass over them and slew those that haven't accepted God. So that is what the Passover is about.
It's a spiritual rhythm.
Spiritual rhythm. All about messages to edify the people.
So you think?
I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Judges said to Moses, go down there to freedom.
Nerot, Nerot, step one of the Seder, Nerot, Or HaOlam, light of the world, sanctifying our time, sanctifying Ayinai Iowa, thanking Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, for the appointed times, the appointed Iowas and seasons. Jah, establish the Mo'adim, or the appointed times, the appointed Iowas and seasons, in order to reveal prophetic truth, the prophetic objective reality regarding his great plan of salvation given through Ha Moshiach, through the Messiah. So let us make Ayinai thank him, show gratitude and graciousness to him for the divine, calendar that he has revealed in the scriptures of truth, in the Metzhav Kedus. At this particular point, all recite the following. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Bless art the I, Adonai Eloheinu Ayinai Elohim Melech HaOlam, King of the Universe, Universal King. Asher Natan Lanu Chagim, who gave to us holy days, holidays. Asher Natan Lanu Chagim, Chupot, customs, Ua Mo'adim, and seasons, Le Simcha, for happiness, Le Simcha, for joy, Likvod, for glory, Likvod, for glory, Yeshua, Yesus HaMashiach, the Messiah, Adonenu, Ayinai Adonai, Or HaOlam, light of the world. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Natan Lanu Chagim Chukot Ua Mo'adim Le Simcha Le Kavod Yeshua HaMoshiach Adonenu Or HaOlam. Bless art thou, Baruch Ata Adonai Ayinai Adonai Ayinai Elohim, King of the Universe, Universal King, Eternal King, who has given to us, to Ayinai, holy days, holidays, customs, and seasons of happiness for the glory of Ayinai Adonai Adonai Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christos, the light of the world. Our Seder and I order begins at sundown on the 14th of Abib, scripturally, biblically, also called Nisan 14, which then becomes Nisan 15 during the Kiddush. Nisan 15th also marks the start of the seven-day feast of unleavened bread, the Chag HaMatzot, 2 days after Pesach, on the 17th of Abib, Nisan 17th, we, Ayinai, celebrate the Feast of First Fruits, which commemorates the resurrection of HaAdon Yeshua, of Geeta Yesus, Ayinai, Black Lord and Savior, Jesus, from the dead. Outside of Israel, all major Hebrew holy days, holidays, except for Yom Kippur, Yom HaKippuri, are observed for an additional day. And this is called the Yom Tov Sheni, which means that some people will attend a second Seder on the days 15 and 16, according to their particular region. Now note that since both Pesach, Passover, and Ha Matzot, and Unleavened Bread, it runs concurrently, it is customary to refer to both as Passover week, or the Shavuah of Pesach, also called Fasika, for the full seven, both the Passover and the days of unleavened bread.
Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
You name the God and is terrible among men. He then no like the name.
Yes, a new name, Jagat, and it's terrible among men. We them no like your name. For when I call him Rastafari, I watch how we can tremble. We them no like your name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like your name.
I and I are the black Jews. And Israel king is Israel God. And upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see I-N-R-I.
Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
This is what it is, okay? I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now, you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now, water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
People drink a lot of alcohol, right? And they get drunk, right? No, when you get drunk, you don't really meditate. You're just drunk and you feel miserable. No, when we smoke, it makes you cool, you know? It stimulates your mind and makes you sit down and meditate. Instead, you get foolish, you sit down and then you can meditate.
I said, remember walking Pharaoh to children of Israel. Remember walking Pharaoh to children of Israel. Judge us to Moses, go down there to free them.
Partaking of Miriam's cup, partaking of Mariam's chalice. Here is the honoring of woman in the Hebrew story, the Hebrew history, 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 history. History, partaking of Miriam's cup, partaking of Mariam's chalice. Here is the honoring of woman in the Hebrew story, the Hebrew history, in Beta Yisrael, and we, the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, honoring of the woman in Judaic and Jah people history, Miriam's cup, Miriam's chalice. Now, some Passover seders, they include a special chalice called Miriam's cup to honor the role of woman in Hebrew tradition and in history. Miriam, of course, was Moshe's sister who helped the Hebrew people escape Mitzrayim from Egypt during the Exodus. And Ha'adon Yeshua's mother, Jesus Christos' mother, Kedist Mariam, St. Mary, was likewise named Miriam, or more correctly, Mariam, Mary. A woman holds up the cup, the chalice, for all to see, and then fills it with water after the Pesach lights and the candles are lit, but before the baraka, the blessing over the first cup, the first chalice of wine, everyone at the Seder table is invited to partake of Miriam's cup, of Mariam's chalice. An appointed woman will fill the cup, the chalice, with water, and then recite the following baraka, the following blessing. Zot kos Miriam, kos mayim chayim, zekera li tziat mitzrayim. This is the cup. This is the chalice of Miriam. The cup, the chalice of living waters, a reminder of Exodus from Egypt. Zot, Zot, this is Kos Miriam. This is the cup of Miriam. Zot Kos Miriam. This is the cup of Mariam, the chalice of Mary. Kos Mayim Hayim. A cup, a chalice of living waters. Zeker Lietziata Mitzrayim. Zeker, a memorial. Zeker, a remembrance. Zeker Lietziat of the Exodus Mitzrayim. From out of Egypt. Miriam's cup. Mariam's chalice is passed around the table, and each guest either takes a sip or pours a little water from the chalice, from the cup, into their own glass. Each person may seek and one desire to repeat the statement before taking a sip from his or her cup. Zot Kos Miriam, Kos Mayim Chayim, Zeker Litziata Mitzrayim. A Midrash teaches that a miraculous rock, or well of living water, of running water, accompanied the Hebrews throughout their journey in the desert, in the Midbar, in the wilderness, that provided them with fresh water. According to a later tradition, this well was given in honor of Moshe's sister, Miriam, to honor her devotion to the Hebrew people, to Jah people, the well of Miriam, it was called. Both Miriam and the rock, or the well of living water, of running water, were spiritual oases, Bamidbar, in the desert, in the wilderness, sources of life and healing. Whenever the Israelites, the Bnei Yisrael, whenever they prepared to camp, the 12 leaders of the tribes, they would sing praises, Isis, to Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, to He who be, we be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. And the mysterious rock would gush forth four streams of life-giving water. One stream is surrounded the Mishkan, the tabernacle. Another surrounded the camp of the Lewim, Halewim, the Lewawian, the Levites. Another surrounded all the Bnei Yisrael, all of the Israelites. A fourth stream, it marked out the boundaries for each of the 12 tribes of Israel. Now notice that the Apostle Paulos, he correlated this life-giving rock with Yeshua, Mashiachinu, with Jesus Christosachin. Reader 1 says, from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 to 4, "For I do not want you, I don't want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that our fathers, our patriarchs, were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses, in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual, heretical food, and all drank the same spiritual, heretical drink, for they drank from the spiritual, heretical rock that followed them, and that rock was Moshiach, that rock was Christos, that rock was Christ." 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 to 4. In other words, Ha Adon, Adawan Yeshua. Yes, Isis was and is the source of life and liberty for the Hebrews, for Jah people, as they wandered by Midbar Sinai, as they wandered in the wilderness, the desert of Sinai. He was the living waters, the running, flowing waters, then, just as he is today. The cup of Miriam, the chalice of Mariam, then it commemorates his presence as the Hebrews, as the Israelites, as they trek their way to the promised land, the land of promise. In the Exodus, reader 1, "Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, to the waters, to the waters." Reader 2, "May the one who, Amen, and I drink, just as the scripture says, from within him will flow rivers of living water, 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 water.
Zot Koz Miriam, Koz Maim Chaim, Zeher Litziat Mitzrayim. This is the cup of Miriam, the cup of living waters, a reminder of our exodus from Egypt.
Like Moses strikes the rock, one sovereign's not just God, just stone and panel pot, on the feet from mountaintops, not to rain to dry to rain, I give life to I the same, as it God and Jah reside, blessings from the end of my days are flowing, you will grow, only feel if you really know, meditate and feed yourself, as it's all like bird magnets, so man is scattered like ashes, angel bread keep my strong fed, where the cry of foul and flesh, be the dead and become death, this love for sight and goes for breath, not just for fall to the ground, use your words and crave no sound, making system basic bound, vitality is in his verbs, ordinances I observe, strength and praises he deserves, like a book he reads your nerves, consecrated Nazarite, feeling power like a tree sunlight. Oh, take a breath, the rope was tight. Oh, we got a fire out beyond the trod. Yeah, they defy the army of the living God. Jah clear the road, Jah takes my load. Jah lines the streets tonight and then he takes us home. Like Moses strike the rock, rush the rest and not just drop, hit the stone and channel pop, run to feet from mountain top, no to rain, to dry to rain, I'll bring life to I the same, there's a God in Jah resides, rushing from the inner mind, drink the flow and you will grow, only feel if you really know. Meditate and feed yourself and gather thought like birds make nests. Mine is scattered like ashes, angel bread keep by strong fish. Where the cry of fallen fish, eat the dead and become dead. It goes for sight and breath, not just for fall to the ground. Eat your words, no bad down crave. King system got a basic pound. Vitality of verbs, ordinances I observe. Thanks and praises he deserves. Like a book, he reads your nerves, consecrated Nazarite, eating power like sunlight, take off chain and soul is light, keep a breath, that rope is tight. Oh, we got the fire from beyond the trod. Yeah, they defy the army of the living God. Jah clear the road. Jah holds my load. Jah lights the streets at night and he has taken home.
Zot Koz Miriam, Koz Maim Chaim, Zeher Litziat Mitzrayim. This is the cup of Miriam, the cup of living waters, a reminder of our exodus from Egypt.
May the one who amen and I drink, as the scripture says, from within him will flow rivers of living water.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Judge us to Moses, go down there to free them.
Now here is a very special baraka for the children Lijot, Lijot, Izare, Lijot, and Negafrewo, it's children today, the fruit of tomorrow. Here we have the Baraka, the blessing of the children. On the eve of the holy days, the Isla days, it is customary for parents to place a hand on the head of each child and pronounce the following baraka, the following blessing for the sons and for the daughters. For the sons, we say, Yismika Elohim k'Ephraim v'kimanaseh. May Elohim make the eye like Ephraim and Manasseh. Yismika Elohim k'Ephraim v'kimanaseh. May Elohim make you like Ephraim and Manasseh. And for the daughters, Ayawatas, for the daughters, we say, Yisimek Elohim k'Sara Rivka Rachel v'Leah. May Elohim make the eye, daughter, like Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah. Yisimech Elohim k'Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, v'Leah. Yisimech Elohim. Make Elohim make you like Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah. Now, it is I and I custom to spread out a talit or a netalah, even a shama, like a canopy, and have everyone present gather underneath as we sing the Shema and recite Ve'ahavta, and then recite the priestly Baraka together. I then gather to hear the sound of the shofar, ha shofar, and offer up praise, Isis, ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, highly I, Hashia, yes I, Rastafari.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai
Echad. Hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Baruch ata Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim. Baruch Ata Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
en lieve weken. We zien ons aan de van Nika, met die basketbal. We zien de kabel bij Pekka, we leggen de kabel derg. Of zag we kwam voor meegaan, of stapt aan mij als al je dijken. We gaan jullie tot de pot bij mijn negen. Of stapt aan al mijn zon zon, bij Pekka, of wist je aan mij.
Know of a surety that thou seed will be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. And they shall enslave and oppress them for 400 years. In the fourth and in the last generation. Yes, you shall journey into captivity a second time in ships. Because you have rejected his instructions.
Hear, O Israel, 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
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 Yisrael.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord. Lord.
Adonai Echad.
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 And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. 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 And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates, my 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 gates. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth, 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 upon the earth. Upon the earth, 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 upon the earth. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them. And that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God, O God, O God, O God, O God, O God.
Shema Yisrael,
Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai.
My
My advice to all,
my advice to all,
my advice to all,
my advice to all,
is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Yebarekeka Yahuwah, we yishmereka, Yair Yahuwah, panay eleka, we yehuneka, Yisa Yahuwah, panay eleka, we yasem leka shalom, we samu et shmi al bnei Yisrael, waani ebarekem. Jehovah bless the eye and keep the eye. Jehovah make his face to shine upon the eye and be gracious to the eye. Jehovah turn his face to the eye and give the eye peace. Give the eye shalom. Yibarekeka Yahuwah, we yishemereka, Yair Yahuwah panayo eleka. We yachuneka, Yisa Yahuwah panayo leka, we yasem leka shalom, we samu et shmi al bnei Yisrael, wa ani ebarekem. Yebarekeka Yahuwah, Jehovah bless the eye. We yishamereka and keep the eye. Yebarekeka Yahuwah, we yishamereka. Yair Yahuwah, panayo eleka. We yachuneka. Jehovah make his face to shine upon the eye. We yachuneka and be gracious to the eye. Yisa Yahuwah panayo eleka. Jehovah turn his face to the eye. We yasem leka shalom and give the eye shalom and give the eye peace. Yeshua shalom. We samu et shmi bnei Yisrael, v'ani ebarekem.
Seated around the table, around the shulchan, Kadesh, the Kadesh, the first cup, the first chalice. Step two of the Pesach, the Passover Seder. The Seder leader calls out, Kadesh, Kadesh, Kadesh. Now that the Nerot, the lights, the lamps, the candles have been lit, and everyone is comfortably seated around the table, around the shulchan, the terapeza, the gebeta. We are ready, ready, ready to begin. To vasikachin. Begin Ayinai Pesach, Passover Seder. Tonight, we, Ayinai, will drink four cups, chalices of wine, each recalling a special promise, a special yay, and amen made be'lohim. By the true good, the true God, to our people, to I and I people, to Jah people, to Jah people, to Jah people. 3 to 1 says, from Exodus chapter 6, verses 6 to 7,
Ani Yahweh Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, I be he who be who he be. And I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will deliver you from bondage to them. And I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great acts of judgment. I will take you to be my people, and I will be your Elohim. And you shall know that I am Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, he who be who he be, Ani Yahuwah, Ani Yahuwah, Ani Yahuwah, your Elohim, who has brought you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, Exodus, second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, chapter 6, verses 6 to 7. These four promises, these four yeas and amens are symbolized by the four cups, the four chalices, traditionally referred to as follows. First cup, the cup of sanctification, when he who be who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name, says, I will bring you out, Hotzeiti, from Egypt, Mimitzrayim, Hotzeiti. I will bring you out. He who be who he be is he who brings I and I out. The first cup, the cup of sanctification, the cup of setting apart. I will bring you out, Hotzeiti, from Egypt, Mimitzrayim. The second cup, the second chalice is the chalice, the cup of deliverance. I will deliver, I deliver you. Hitzalti, from Egyptian bondage. He who be who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, be the one who delivers I and I and we. He says, I will deliver you. Hitzalti, from Egyptian bondage. The third cup, the third chalice is the cup, the chalice of redemption. When he who be who he be says, I will redeem you. Ga'alti, ga'alti, with my power. He who be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, is the one who be, the one who redeems, I and I and we, when he says, I will redeem you, ga'alti, with my power. The fourth cup, the fourth chalice is the cup, the chalice of restoration. When he who be, who he be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, says to I and I and we that he will be the one who will acquire I and I, he says, as my people, acquiring us as his people. He says, I will acquire you, Lagachti, 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 as my people. Now, in Hebrew, the word for holiness, islandness, set apartness, kedusha, kedusha, meaning set apartness, being set apart. When Jah said that he would bring the Hebrews and his son Yisrael, Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, he separated them and set them apart as his own special treasured people. During the Exodus, their passage through the cloud and the sea were likened to their baptism or rebirth or regeneration as Jah's people. So the first chalice, the first cup, is called the cup, the chalice of sanctification, of setting apart, since it recalls how Jah has set us, set I and I and I and I apart as his special, his own treasured people. This is the same cup over which we recite Kiddush, Kiddush, Lagachti, Lagachti, on Yom HaShabbat, on the Sabbath. Except tonight, we recite it over the first cup of Pesach, the first cup of Passover. Reference here we have to the first book of Moshe, or the second book of Moshe, second book of Moshe, Exodus chapter 6, verse 7. Also reference Yeshaya, Ishayahu, Isaias, Isaiah the prophet, chapter 51, verse 22. Of Ha'adon, Adawan Yeshua, of Geertayesus, and our black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, it is said, quote, Messiah, Moshiach, I and I sanctification, I and I setting apart. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. Which cup or chalice did Ha'adon Yeshua, did Geta Yesus drink during his Pesach Seder with his Talmudim, with his disciples? Which cup, which chalice did Yeshua drink? He apparently drank the first two cups in the traditional Judaic way. At the third chalice, which is the cup of redemption, he said, quote, "This is my blood of the new covenant of the Brit Chadasha," according to the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 26, verses 27 to 39. Ha'adon Yeshua, he told his disciples, the Talmudim, that he would not drink the fourth chalice or the cup of restoration, but he promised, he gave his yea and amen to do so with them and with I and I in the coming kingdom, according to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 26, verse 29. So, each person should fill the wine cup or the chalice of the person seated next to him or her at this time, at this hour. And here, Rita 2 says, from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, "Our fathers, our patriarchs, were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moshe, into Musa, into Moses, in the cloud and in the sea, 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 in the sea."
I said, remember walking Pharaoh to children of Israel. Remember walking Pharaoh to children of Israel. Judge us to Moses, go down there to free them.
Bashem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Adonai, Yeshua I HaMoshiach, I, glory be the King, Kadamah HaSalasi, yes I, Rastafari, 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 Rastafari,
To his many followers, Jesus Christ was black, and Haile Selassie as the returned Messiah. Bob Marley was not just a pop star, but a prophet, the spiritual leader of a religious movement that is fast becoming a political force in the Caribbean. That movement is called Rastafari. In our report, first shown last December, Rastas believe that Ethiopia was and is the true biblical Israel. Thus, as they see it, blacks were the original chosen people of God, and the Jews are imposters. They say that Jesus Christ was black, and they worship Haile Selassie as the returned Messiah. Africa is their promised land. All other civilization is Babylon. And Babylon's leader, considered by them to be the devil on earth, is the Pope.
We kill him every thought we have. It's just to kill the Pope. Kill him. Kill old Rome. Kill Babylon.
And you're serious about that?
Yeah. And how we're going to kill them, though, is with lightning, earthquake, and thunder. Not gun. Our bayonet, which is Babylon's weapons, but with lightning, earthquake, and thunder.
Rastaman Arthur Kitchen's Kill the Pope sentiments are shared by Rastas throughout the island. The scene is a hillside on the outskirts of Kingston. The sound is Rastafarian drums, symbolic thunder, rolled in daily ritual. Four drum beats aimed at the four corners of the world, so no Pope can escape. Babylon will fall is the Rastaman's constant litany. They are praying, hoping, singing for survival and for escape. Their music is called reggae, now popular worldwide. Popular worldwide. Popular worldwide.
Reciting Kiddush. Reciting Kiddush, part one. Part one. Vayahia Ereva Vayahia Boker Yoma Hashishi Hashishi Vayakulua Hashamaima Wiha Areta Wikola Sivaam Sivaam Vayakola Elohima Bayoma Hashivaya Mia La Kato Asher Asa. Asa, why shivota bayoma hashivaya mikola mealakto hasher asa asa ya barek elohim et yoma hashivaya why kadesh oto ki boa
Sharata Mikola Melakto Asher Bara Elohima La Esot 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 Esot. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus, like this, the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, Elohim ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, set it apart, because that in it he had rested from all his work which Elohim created and made. First book of Moshe, Hebrew book, called Genesis, Bereshith, chapter 1. Verse 31 to Genesis chapter 2, verse 3. This here brings us to the Kos Rishon, the first cup, the Kos Rishon, first chalice, Kos Rishon. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu, Melech HaOlam, Borei Pri HaGafen. Baruch Ata, bless art thou, Adonai, Adonai, Eloheinu, Ayanai, Elohim, Melech HaOlam, King of the Universe, Universal King, Eternal King, Eternal King, Eternal King, Eternal King, Eternal King. Borei Pri HaGafen. Borei Pri HaGafen, 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 HaGafen. Creator, Borei Pri, Free, Frey. Of the fruit, the frey, borei frey ha-gafen, borei pri ha-gafen, ha-gafen. Creator of the fruit of the vine, 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 vine. Now here is a note, do not drink from the chalice yet. Do not drink from the cup, the chalice yet. Reader, read. This is the cup of sanctification, of setting apart, remembering Elohim's yea and amen, remembering HaElohim's promise. I will bring you out, Mimitzrayim, from Egypt. I will set you apart. Second book of Moses, Hebrew book called Exodus, chapter 6, verse 6. I will bring you out, Mimitzrayim, from Egypt. I will set you apart, 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 apart,
የሚያየንን አየነው፣ የሰማንን አወቅነው፣ የዳሰሰንን አገኘነው። የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየንን ጌታ ኤልሮኢምን 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 ኤልሮኢምን
ሽማ ይስራኤል አዶናይ ኤሎሄኑ አዶናይ ኤሃድ
አዶናይ ኤሃድ አዶናይ
Reciting Kiddush Part 2 Baruch Ata Chacha Adonai Eloheinu, Melech HaOlam, Asher Kiddushanu, BeMitzvotayo, WeRatza Bano, WeShavata Kadisho, BeAhava, UAvarzon Ahin Nachila Nachila, Zikarona Le Maaseya BeErashit Ershit, Ki Yehu Yoma. Techila le mikrae kodesh zekara li siata mitzrayi kia vanu baharta we otanu kedashta mikola ha amin we shavata kadesheka de ahava uva ratona hina halta. Blessed art thou, Yahweh, Adonai, Melech HaOlam, Universal King, who made I and I wholly set apart with his commandments, and favored us, and favored I and I, and gave I and I his holy Shabbat in love and favor, to be our I and I heritage, as a memorial of the creation, the iration.
It is the foremost day of the Holy of the Isla festivals, marking the exodus, Mitzrayim, from Egypt. For out of all the nations and nationalities, you chose us, you chose I and I, and made us, made I and I holy, made I and I set apart. And the I gave to I and I, the I holy set apart Shabbat, in love and favor as our heritage, I and I, divine heritage. Blessed art the I, Yahuwah, Jehovah, who sanctifies the Sabbath. The response from those gathered, Amen. The Seder leader then recites the following, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam, Asher bachara banu mikol am, We're romemanu mikol ha'lashon, We're kidshanu b'mitzvotayo, Watitena lanu, cha-cha, Adonai Eloheinu, de'ahava, mo edim, le'simcha hagim, uzamanim, le'sason. Blessed art thou, art the I, Baruch atah, cha-cha, Adonai, Tony I, Eloheinu, Aina Elohim, Melech ha'olam, King of the universe, universal King, who chose I and I from all peoples and exalted I and I from all tongues and sanctified I and I, set I and I apart with his holy commandments. And the I gave to I and I, Yahweh Eloheinu, with love, appointed times, appointed seasons for gladness or happiness, festivals and times and hours of joy, joy, joy. The day of this festival of Matzah, Chag HaMatzah, Chag HaMatzot, the time, the Iowa of Cherutein, of Einai, freeness, is a holy convocation, Ayla, Ivocation, a memorial of the Exodus, Mimitzrayim, from Egypt. For the I chose I and I and sanctified I and I and I from all the nations, all the nationalities, ethnicities, and the festivals of the I's islandness, set apartness, and gladness, and happiness, and in joy, you gave I and I a heritage, a heritage. Blessed art the I, Adoni I, who sanctifies Yisrael, Israel, the man who sees the true good, the true God, and the seasons. The appointed time.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Rastafari.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Let God.
And now the Sheher Chayanu, Baraka, Sheher Chayanu, blessing. After reciting Kiddush for the first cup, the first chalice, the Sheher Chayanu, Baraka, Sheher Chayanu, blessing is recited. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu, Melech HaOlam, Sheher Chayanu, We're Kiyamanu, We're Kiyagianu, Lazman Hazeh, Amen. Baruch Atah, Blessed art thou, Adonai, Adonai, Eloheinu, Ayinai Elohim, Melech HaOlam, King of the Universe, Universal King, Eternal King, Sheher Chayanu, He who be who he be is the one who Sheher Chayanu, the one who has kept us, kept I and I alive. Sheher Chayanu, we're
Tiamanu, and has sustained I and I. With Tiamanu, with Tiagianu, and has brought us with Higianu. La Zaman Hazeh, to this season, to season this. La Zaman Hazeh. Hazeh.
In response, Amen.
Blessed art thou, Yahweh Eloheinu, Master of the Universal King, who has kept us alive, Shehe Chayanu, and sustained us, I, and has brought us to this special time. This first cup, this first chalice, it represents how Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, even Eloheinu, I, Elohim, chose I, to be his own treasured people. Quote, Ani Yahweh, I be he who be who he be, and I will free you from the burdens of the land of Mitzrayim. Let us make I and I drink this first cup, this first chalice, while leaning or reclining to the left, 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 to the left.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
For 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 thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
As incense.
Before thee as incense. As incense.
Wait. Lush. Perfect. Blessed. Moshiach.
Now here is the very special baraka for the children. The children. Lijot, Lijot. Izare, Lijot, and Negafrewos. Children today, the fruit of tomorrow. Here we have the baraka, the blessing of the children. On the eve of the holy days, the Isla days, it is customary for parents to place a hand on the head of each child and pronounce the following baraka, the following blessing for the sons and for the daughters. For the sons, we say, Yismika Elohim, Ke Ephraim, Ve Kimanaseh. May Elohim make you, make the eye like Ephraim and Manasseh. Yismika Elohim ke Ephraim wakim nasi. May Elohim make you like Ephraim and Manasseh. And for the daughters, Ayawatas, for the daughters, we say, Yismik Elohim ke Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah. May Elohim make the eye, daughter, like Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah. Yismech Elohim, ke Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, with Leah, Yismech Elohim. May Elohim make you like Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah. Now, it is I and I custom to spread out a talit, or a netla, even a shama, like a canopy, and have everyone present gather underneath as we sing the Shema, and recite Ve'ahavta, and then recite the priestly baraka together. I and I then gather to hear the sound of the shofar, ha-shofar, and offer up praise, Isis, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, highly I.
Yes, I.
Yeah.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Now here we're at the Urchat, step three of the Pesach Seder, the Passover Seder, Urchat. What is the Urchat? The Urchat is the ceremonial hand washing. The Seder leader calls out, Urchat, Urchat, Urchat. The third activity of Ayinai Passover Seder is to wash Ayinai hands. Wash our hands before we eat some of the ceremonial foods at the table. Note, however, that the customary bracha, the blessing, that's recited for hand washing, the Netilat Yadayim, will intentionally not be recited at this time, not be recited at this Iowa. Hand washing procedure. The Seder leader calls out, Urchat, 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 Urchat. And then everybody present will begin the ceremony of washing their hands. Each person takes a turn pouring water from a vessel over the hands of the person next to him or her. It is customary to pour some water over the right hand three times and then over the left hand three times. Sometimes a child will carry the towel to each person to dry the hands after performing the Urchat ceremony. It recalls the laws of ritual impurity, the Tumah, and the purity, the Tahara, Ahara, Yeshua, and Urchat Ha'adon Yeshua, and the Urchat. It is likely that Ha'adon Yeshua, Gita Yesus, Sinai Black Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, washed his disciples' feet during this step of the Seder. He had with the Talmudim, with the Dekam Zamorit, with his disciples. Now imagine the disciples passing the Urchat pan from person to person for the ritual, the rite of cleansing of the hands. Then, Yeshua laid aside his outer garments and taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the Talmudim, the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simeon, Petro, Simon, Peter, who said to him, Adoni, do you wash my feet? Yeshua answered him, what I am doing, you do not understand now. But afterward, you will understand, you understand, you will overstand. Reader 2, Peter said to him, quote, you shall never wash my feet. Yeshua answered him, if I do not wash you, you have no share with me, no share with I. Simon Peter said to him, Adoni, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Yeshua said to him, the one who has bathed does not need to wash except his feet, but is completely clean. You are clean, but not every one of you. For he knew who was to betray him. That was why he said, not all of you, not all of y'all are clean. When he had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, do you understand? Do you understand? Do you overstand what I have done to you, what I have done to y'all? John's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 4 to 12. Arswagin be in bawa igrein harasech. But she hath washed my feet with tears, with her tears. Kedusa Luca, St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 7, verse 44. Gita Yesus, Ha'adon Yeshua said, Arswagin, Ben Bawa, Igrein, Arasech. But she hath washed my feet with her tears, 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 tears. Carpus, dipping the vegetables, step four of the Seder. The Seder leader calls out, Carpus, 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 Carpus. The fourth activity of I and I Passover Seder is to taste some Carpus. Carpas, carpas. It's a vegetable, often parsley, celery, or radish, that's dipped into salt, water, or vinegar. Now, locate the carpas on the Seder plate. The carpas, it symbolizes the growth and fertility of the Hebrew people, Jah people, the Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim in Egypt, in bondage. But it also remembers their great suffering. We eat carpus dipped in salt water to remember the tears that were shed during the time of oppression, rephrase, downpression, and bondage, bond age in Egypt. When you dip the carpus, shake off some of the salt water so that the drops will resemble tears. The Seder leader calls out, carpus, 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 and then everyone present will recite the following bracha, blessing, before dipping their vegetable in salt water and eating. All recite, Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Borei Prei HaAdam. Baruch Ata, blessed art thou, the I, Adonai, Adonai, Eloheinu, Ainai Elohim, Melech HaOlam, Master of the Universe, the Universe, Universal King, King of the Universe, Eternal King. Borei, Creator, Irator of Prei, Prei, Frei, the fruit of Ha-Adama, the fruit of the earth, Prei Ha-Adama, Prei Ha-Adama. Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Ha-Olam, Borei, Prei Ha-Adama. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Ayanai Elohim, King of the Universe, Universal King, Creator, Irator of the fruit of the earth, of the earth. The carpus is to remind I and I, remind us that it was springtime when the Exodus took place. As you eat, remember the tears of those who are in bondage today. This baraka also applies to the maror. The maror we, I and I, will eat later on in the Seder, 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 in the Seder.
Feel for Christ, oh Lord, my love suffer many more as I die. Like Jesus will save you with them crucified. Swinging upon the cross and call that crucified. Back up on it, head them hang him up so high. When remember crucifixion, me feel for Christ, oh Lord, my God, I never chance to eye. Not everything now, but suffer many more as I die. Like Jesus will save you with them crucified. Swinging upon the cross and call that
but suffer many more of God die. Like Jesus will save you with them crucified. Clinging on the cross and call that crucified. But suffer many more of God die. Like Jesus will save you with them crucified. Clinging on the cross and call that crucified. But suffer many more of God die. Like Jesus will save you with them crucified. Clinging on the cross and call that crucified. Back up on it, head him, hang him up so high. When remember crucifix, God me feel for cry. Oh Lord, my God, I never shan't see eye. Not everything, not walk, nor swim or fly. But suffer many more of God die.
Time is slipping away.
Yachatz, divide. Yachatz, the Seder leader calls out. Yachatz, yachatz, divide. This is the fifth step, the breaking of the matzah, and looking forward to the seven days, that eating, or the bread of affliction, that kita, that matzah. Yachatz, divide, is the fifth step of I and I Passover, the Pesach Seder, step five. Three matzot, three flatbreads, unleavened breads, have been placed in a white bag that's called matzah tosh, which will now be uncovered and shown to all. The leader then says, ha lachma anya. That's more of the Aramaic. Ha lachma anya, dia e kalu, ava hatana de arsa de mitzrayim. Aramaic there of the, this is the bread of suffering. Ha lachma anya. This is the bread of suffering that I and I fathers, our patriarchs, ate in the land of Egypt. All who are hungry, let them come and eat. All who are needy, let them make them come and celebrate and celebrate Ha Pesach Fasika, the Passover, with us, with I and I. These three matzot, the three matzahs together, plural, matzot. They represent Abraham, Yitzhak, Isaac, and Yaakov, respectively. The middle matzah, representing Yitzhak, Isaac, will soon be broken. To recall how he was, according to the type, sacrificed in obedience, offered as a sacrifice in obedience to his father, a picture of the sacrifice of Yeshua by Elohim Ha'av, Elohim the Father, Egziavihar Av. In Hebrew, the middle of something, in the Hebrew language and also many other languages, ancient, you know, even the Ethiopic, the Afro-Shemitic languages, but in Hebrew, the middle of something is called its heart. Lib, lev, lib, lib, libo, the lib, the lab, the heart. The middle of something is called its heart. When we break the middle matzah, we recall the broken heart of Elohim, Ha'av, for the pain that Yeshua endured by taking our ukaris. Their ukari was rejecting such grace, such salvation, upon him at the cross. Look at the matzah. Behold the matzah, the kita injera, and see that it is striped. as it is written, by his stripes we, I and I, are healed. Look at the matzah and see that it is pierced. They shall look upon me, upon I whom they've pierced. Look at the matzah and see, seeing sight, that it is pure, without any trace of leaven, as his body was without any uckery, the body of the black Messiah, without any sin, without any defect. After a moment of silence, the leader says, Yahat, divide, and breaks the matzah in half. He then takes the larger piece, that's called in the Hebrew, the afikomen, afikoman, the larger part, and carefully wraps it in a linen cover. This is a word pick symbolizing a burial shroud. Reader 1 says, from John 3:16, For Elohim so loved the world that he gave his only son, his only begotten son, monogenes, only begotten son, that whosoever believes, amen, admits as truth in him, should not perish but have eternal life. Reader 2 reads from 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21, For our sake, for I and I's sake, he made him to be sin, to be uckery, who knew no sin, no uckery, no lack, no forfeiture, so that in him we might become the righteousness, the tzedek, the righteousness of Elohim. The Egyptians in Mitzrayim, the het kapita and gibbet, they gave their bondmen only matzah to eat, the poor man's bread. The Seder leader takes the middle piece and holds it up for all to see. The breaking of the middle piece should be done in awe, since it represents in the fuller fullness the sacrifice of Yeshua, of Jesus, of Isis, the King of Kings Christ. During the Motzi Matzah step later, we, I and I, will partake of the bread of suffering representing Yeshua, Jesus, Isis's sacrifice. Now note this, that the afikomen should now be hidden somewhere in the house in the bait, since the Seder cannot end without finding the lost afikomen, the lost part, that lost part, larger part of the bread. It is customary to encourage the children to search for it during dinner, and the child who finds it receives a special reward. Jah will provide a lamb, my son. What did Abraham say? Jah will provide a lamb, my son. Consider how the Akedah provides, the Akedah is what we call the binding. We don't really call it sacrifice in the Hebrew. What happened to Yitzhak, it was a tented sacrifice, but he was bound. So that's the Akedah, the binding, like a contract, a covenant. Consider how the Akedah, the binding, provides a prophetic picture of Adonai, the Hebrew, the Lord, Geta, Yesus, Adonai, Adonai, Yeshua, as the Seha Elohim, as the Lamb of the true good, the true God, who takes away the sins, the uckeries, the systemic anomalies of the seclorum. In John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 29, both Isaac, Yitzhak, and Yeshua were born miraculously. Both were only begotten sons. Both were to be sacrificed by their fathers at a place called Mount Moriah. Both experienced a passion. Both were to be resurrected on the third day. Compare, contrast Genesis chapter 22, verse 5, and Hebrews, the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 17 to 19. Both willingly took up the means of his execution. Both of them willingly took up the very means of their own execution. And both demonstrate that one life can be sacrificed for another. The ram for Yitzhak, for Isaac, Yeshua for all humanity, all the sons of Adam. Some of the sages claim that the three matzot, the three bread, flat bread, unleavened breads, represent the people, Amo Yisrael, the priests and the Levites, the three classes, the three parts of the Israelite family. There's the people, there's the priests, and the Levites. Some say that's what it represents instead of or in addition to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in addition to the Hebrew Trinity. But why should the priests be depicted as broken in this case? Is not Yeshua the high priest, the Kahin Gadol, Lika Kahinat, of I and I confession, who provided eternal redemption by means of shedding his blood in the Holy of Holies that's made without hands, in the higher of higher? Why would the symbolism of a broken high priest be included in the Passover Seder? Did not the prophet Yeshaya, Isaiah, foretell that HaMashiach, the Messiah, Christos, Christ, would be, quote, wounded for I and I transgressions, bruised for I and I iniquities, antiquities, and that by his stripes we, I and I, are healed? Consider that the broken matzah, the afikomen, is the image of the suffering servant mentioned in the prophet Isaiah. Consider that this piece is taken, wrapped up, carefully hidden from view, only to be discovered at the end of the Seder by little children. This is the image of the death, burial, and resurrection of Yeshua from the dead, the metim, the mutan. Only after partaking of the Seha Elohim, the Lamb of the true good, the true God, who was slain for I and I transgression, do I and I understand, understand, come to that overstanding and take hold of the reward given to those who seek for him, as his imperial majesty speaks of him. So pouring the second chalice at this time, please fill your cups, fill your chalice for the second cup of I and I Seder. Note that the second cup, the second chalice, is called the cup of deliverance, I liverance, and is sometimes called the cup of plagues. The first occurrence of the word love in the scriptures referred to a father's love for his only son, who was offered as a sacrifice on Moriah, the first mention of love in the scriptures, the place of the crucifixion of Yeshua. He was downpressed. He was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth, like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. The teaching states, we break the middle mantra in tribute to Yitzhak Isaac, who would accept the sins of the people upon himself. We accept it for the King of Kings Christ. Yeshua, Yeshua I, HaMoshiach I, Adonai I, Jah Rastafari. Yes, 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 here, 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 brothers and sisters, we have to pause for the cause. Ones and ones can follow through with more. Hopefully, Jah willing, in the forwards, we will be on the ear and continue right here, here, here. Yes, I, Chag HaPesach. Sameach, yes, I, Rastafari, the angel of his face, his grace be with thee, in Yeshua's name.
On May 5th, 1936, the rebel among men, he did not like the name. Yes, a new name, Jagat, and it's terrible among men. He them no like your name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He them no like your name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can
like
the black Jews.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
So right here, here, here on day one, going into day two, right here on the podcast of Pesach. Pesach, Passover, we're going to segue here at that fifth with the dividing of the bread and beginning the eating of the matzah. Here we're in the days of unleavened bread. So Passover Eve, between the evenings, the 14th into the 15th, 15th being day one. Right there, that's when the Passover is observed, then with the bread, with the unleavened bread for 7 days. So for day one, we have Exodus chapter 12, verses 21 to 51, the fire key offering from Numbers 28, verses 16 to 25, the prophet's reading from Joshua, Yehoshua, chapter 5, verse 2 to chapter 6, verse 1, the Brit Chadasha, the new covenant, the renewed covenant reading from Luke chapter 22. Verse 7 to verse 20, John's Gospel, chapter 1, focus verses 29 to 31, and 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 20 to 28. So we've begun here the first day of the unleavened bread for the 7 days, forward, forward, right here, here, here. So may I and I ride up with day one reading. Yes, I, for the month of
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Chapter 12. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, Draw out and take you a lamb according to your families, and kill the Passover. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop, and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. And it shall come to pass, when ye be come to the land which the Lord will give you, according as he hath promised, that ye shall keep this service. And it shall come to pass, when your children shall say unto you, What mean ye by this service? That ye shall say, It is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses. And the people bowed the head and worshipped. And the children of Israel went away, and did as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. So did they. And it came to pass that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne, unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, Rise up and get you forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go, serve the Lord as ye have said. Also take your flocks and your herds as ye have said, and be gone, and bless me also. And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people that they might send them out of the land in haste, for they said, We be all dead men. And the people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading troughs being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses. And they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required. And they spoiled the Egyptians. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramesses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot that were men, beside children. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds, even very much cattle. And they baked unleavened cakes of the dough which they brought forth out of Egypt, for it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt and could not tarry, neither had they prepared for themselves any victual. Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day it came to pass, that all the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night to be much observed unto the Lord for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Lord to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generations. And the Lord said unto Moses and Aaron, This is the ordinance of the Passover. There shall no stranger eat thereof. But every man's servant that is bought for money, when thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. A foreigner and an hired servant shall not eat thereof. In one house shall it be eaten. Thou shalt not carry forth aught of the flesh abroad out of the house, neither shall ye break a bone thereof. All the congregation of Israel shall keep it. And when a stranger shall sojourn with thee, and will keep the Passover to the Lord, let all his males be circumcised, and then let him come near and keep it. And he shall be as one that is born in the land. For no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. One law shall be to him that is homeborn, and unto the stranger that sojourneth among you. Thus did all the children of Israel, as the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. And it came to pass the selfsame day that the Lord did bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their armies. And in the 14th day of the first month 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 of the first month. And in the 14th day of the first month is the Passover of the Lord. And in the 15th day of this month is the feast. 7 days shall unleavened bread be eaten. In the first day shall be an holy convocation. Ye shall do no manner of servile work therein. But ye shall offer a sacrifice made by fire for a burnt offering unto the Lord. 2 young bullocks and 1 ram, and 7 lambs of the first year. They shall be unto you without blemish. And their meat offering shall be of flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deal shall ye offer for a bullock, and 2/10 deals for a ram. A several tenth deal shalt thou offer for every lamb throughout the 7 lambs, and 1 goat for a sin offering to make an atonement for you. Ye shall offer these beside the burnt offering in the morning, which is for a continual burnt offering. After this manner ye shall offer daily throughout the 7 days the meat of the sacrifice made by fire of a sweet savour unto the Lord. It shall be offered beside the continual burnt offering and his drink offering. And on the 7th day ye shall have an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work.
No servile work. No servile work. No servile work. No servile work. No servile work. No servile work. No
stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Father and son.
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 Father and son. Keep us the teaching of His Majesty, for we no one.
Ah, Shalom and Rastafaras and Melkam Fasikat Kag Hag Semayak. Have a happy Pesach, a happy Passover season for your children. And for this reading, for this first day of Passover, the book of Joshua, chapter 5. Verse 2 through 6 and 1. Besama'ab Welid Wel Memphis Kadus Ahadu Amlak, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. At that time the Yahweh said to Joshua, make these sharp knives and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. And Joshua made him sharp knives and circumcised the children of Israel at the heel of the foreskins. And this is the cause why Joshua did circumcise. All the people that came out of Egypt that were males, even all the men of war, died in the wilderness, by the way, after they came out of Egypt. Now all the people that came out were circumcised, but all the people that were born in the wilderness, by the way, as they came forth out of Egypt, them they had not circumcised. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness, till all the people that were men of war, which came out of Egypt, were consumed, because they obeyed not the voice of the Yahweh, to whom the Yahweh sware that he would not show them the land, which the Yahweh sware to their fathers that he would give us, a land that floweth with milk and honey. And their children, whom he raised up in their stead, them Joshua circumcised, for they were uncircumcised, because they had not circumcised them by the way. And it came to pass, when they had done circumcising all the people, that they abode in their places in the camp, till they were whole. And the Yahweh said to Joshua, this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. Wherefore, the name of the place is called Gilgal to this day. And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Fasikah, the Passover, the Pesach, on the 14th day of the month at even in the plains of Jericho. And they did eat the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day. And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna anymore. But they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. And it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, nay, but as captain of the host of the Yahweh am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said to him, what saith my Adonai to his servant? And the captain of the Yahweh Tzemaot, his host, said to Joshua, loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. Now, chapter 6, verse 1. Now, Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. Amen. And this is our reading for Joshua chapter 5, verse 2 through verse 6 and 1. Kabar lakalu, kabar ladensu, kabar lahailu, kabar lakedamawi, Haile Selassie.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brita Hadasha Aliyot, 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 Aliyot.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Judges said to Moses, go down there to free them.
But passed over their house,
passed over their house,
passed over their house,
passed over their house,
passed over their,
but passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart.
Depart, depart.
One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia.
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 But passed over their houses.
But passed over their houses.
But passed over their house.
Passed over their house.
Passed over their house.
Passed over their
instruction to the Egyptians.
Instruction to the Egyptians.
Instruction to the Egyptians.
But passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart.
Depart, depart.
One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia. Chanting in Hebrew, the youngest schoolboy asks, why is this night different from all others? Falasha understand the language of the Old Testament. The story of Passover is known to them all. On this night, the flight to freedom began, away from Pharaoh's Egypt, away from the angel of death that brought destruction to the Egyptians, but passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart, they were forced to bake their bread unleavened. To celebrate their escape, unleavened bread is eaten by Jews everywhere on Passover Eve,
on Passover Eve,
on Passover Eve,
on Passover Eve,
on Passover.
The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 22. Preparation of the Passover. Verse 7, Zion. Verse 8, Chet. Wa yaboa yom hamatzot, asher yizabach bo ha-pasach. Wa yishlach et petros v'et yochanan lemor. Leku hakinu lanu et ha-pesach v'nokela. Then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat. And they said to him, where wilt thou that we prepare? And he said to them, behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in, and ye shall say to the good man of the house, the master, Adonai, saith to thee, where is the guest chamber, where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall shew you a large upper room furnished, there make ready. And they went, and found as he had said to them, and they made ready the Passover. The Lord's Passover. And when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. And he said to them, with desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of Elohim. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of Elohim shall come. Adonai's supper instituted. And he took the bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave to them saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. Yeshua, Jesus announces his betrayal. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. And truly the Son of Man goeth, as it was determined. But woe to that man by whom he is betrayed. The Gospel according to John, chapter 1. Verse 29, Kaftet, verse 30, Lamed, respectively. Wezot haita bebet abara meber leyardain asher yohanin matbil sham. Vayehi mimacharat vayar yohanin et yeshua ba alayu vayomar hine seha elohim. These things were done in Beit Dabara, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John seeth Yeshua, seeth Jesus coming to him, and saith, behold, Seha Elohim, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore I am come baptizing with water. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3, Gimel, verse 4, Dalet. Ki reshit kol dabar masarti lakem. Ma shekbalti ki hamashiach met lekaper al chatoteinu kaketub ve nikbar ve chukam bayom hashilishi kaketub. For I deliver to you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Mashiach, that Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20 through 28. The order of the resurrections. Verse 20, Kaf, verse 21, Kaf Aleph. Abal, Ata, HaMashiach, Hukam, Min HaMetim, Reshit Hayishenim, Ki Achare Asherba Hamawit Al Yede Adam, Gam Tichyat Hametim Ba'a Al Yede Adam. But now is Mashiach risen, but now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Mashiach, in Christ, shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Mashiach, Christ, the firstfruits, afterward they that are Mashiach's at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of Elohim, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and all power. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death, for he has put all things under his feet. But when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted that did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued to him, then shall the Son also himself be subject to him that put all things under him, that Elohim may be all in all. else, what shall they do which are baptized for the dead, if the dead rise not at all? Why are they then baptized for the dead? And why stand we in jeopardy every hour? I protest by your rejoicing that I have in HaMashiach Yeshua, in Christ Jesus, Adonainu, our Lord, I die daily. If after the manner of men, I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantages it me if the dead rise not? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of Elohim. I speak this to your shame. Kabur lakalu, kabur ladimtu, kabur lachailu, kabur lakedamawi, chaile salase, be Jesus Christos sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Xiavi Yemesken, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos.
And this is very important thing. Now he says it's touching the dead that they rise. Have you not read in the book of Moses how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He's not the God of the dead, but the God of the living.
Everybody knew for too long now. The pressure upon the youth is up, it's gonna make we rise again. Rise again. Alright, blaze up the herbs and pass me the chalice. Burning out the hatred, shall we burning out the malice? No racist, can't see the police. Youth unite, build a strength from the hill to the valleys. Alright, keep your eyes on the goal. Don't lose your soul and get out of control. Some people get consumed by the social media. Half of the story has never been.
Hashem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Adoni I, 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 Yeshua 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 I, HaMoshiach, I, Shia, 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 I, Shia. Glory be the King, Kadamah HaLaSalasiyah. Yes, I, Rastafari, 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 Rastafari.
Tell him the Passover story. And it shall come to pass that your child would ask you, what do you mean by this service? And you shall tell him, what a mighty hand Jah took us out of Egypt. We are now ready to retell the story of our great redemption from bondage in Egypt. According to the Torah, we cannot eat at Seder meal until the story of how we obtained our freedom is retold to our children with joy and gratitude. This part of our Passover Seder will include the following subsection: the four questions, the four answers, the four sons, the story of our redemption, the cup of deliverance. The four questions. To help get the story going, we need the help of a young child to recite or to sing the four questions about this special evening. Let's follow along as we consider the opening question regarding the purpose of our Passover Seder. Well, why is it that on all other nights during the year, we eat either bread or matzah, but on this night, we eat only matzah? Why is it that on all other nights, we eat all kinds of herbs, but on this night, we eat only bitter herbs? Why is it that on all other nights, we do not dip our herbs even once, but on this night, we dip them twice? Why is it that on all other nights, we eat either sitting or reclining, but on this night, we eat in a reclining position? The four answers. So why is this night different from all other nights? On this night, we celebrate one of the most important times in the history of Hebrew people, when we went forth from bondage to freedom because of the mercy, love, and the great power of Yahweh, our Elohim. But before we retell the great story, let's answer the four questions. Number one, why do we eat only matzah? For two reasons. First, to remember the bread of affliction we had to eat when we were bondmen. The second, to remember how our ancestors fled Egypt in such a hurry that they did not have time for the bread dough to rise. Number two, why do we eat bitter herbs? We eat them to remind ourselves of how our ancestors lived, were made bitter as bondmen in Egypt. Number three, why do we dip our herbs twice? We dip kapus in salt water to remember the salty tears of the bondmen, and also to remember how we crossed the salty waters of the sea. We also dip the mahar in the chahraset to remember how the bitterness of our bondage was made sweet by the hope for our freedom. Number four, why do we recline at the table? We recline tonight as a symbol of our freedom. For when we were bondmen, we could never recline in comfort. When we stand before the Almighty Judge, He will ask us four questions. Were you honest in business and labor? Did you fix time to study the Torah, my words of instruction? Did you build up family life? Have you trust in salvation through the Messiah? Avidim Hayinu. Let us now begin the story of our redemption from Egypt by reciting the following summary statement. We were bondmen to Pharaoh in Egypt, but the Yahweh, our Elohim, brought us out from there by a mighty and outreach arm. How is this Seder your own? Are you really free? Making Passover your own. Be called Dor Vador. It is not enough to recall, in some abstract sense, the deliverance of the Hebrew people in ancient Egypt, but each Jew is responsible to view Passover as a time to commemorate their own personal deliverance from slavery and bondage. Therefore, the sages teach, in each and every generation, an individual should look upon him or herself as if he or she personally had left Egypt. Because of this, let us all recite the following declaration. Had the Holy One, blessed be He, not taken out our forefathers from Egypt, then we, our children and our children's children will still be enslaved to Pharaoh in Egypt. Baruch Ha Makum. And since the redemption, we meet to lead us to receive the Torah at Sinai. We affirm, Baruch Ha Makum. Blessed is the Omnipresent. Blessed be He. Blessed is He who gives the Torah to His people, Israel. Blessed be He.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Once we were slaves, interpreted, once we were slaves, once we were bondmen, we were bondmen. Evadim, evadim hayinu le faro b'mitzrayim. Once we were bondmen, evadim, slaves, bondmen,
servants, Hayin, we were le Faro, to Pharaoh, be Mitzrayim, in Egypt. Let's now make I and I now begin the story, the narrative, the telling of I and I redemption, mi Mitzrayim, from Mitzrayim, from the Mitzvahs and Mitzrayim, by reciting the following. This is a summary statement. The full of full, we have the full of full, and then we also have the, you can say, the traditional, the shortened version. Avadim hayinu le faro b'mitzrayim ata b'nei chorim. B'nei chorim. B'nei chorim. B'nei chorim. We were slaves to Pharaoh in Egypt. Now, ata b'nei chorim. Now we are free. Avadim hayinu le faro b'mitzrayim ata b'nei chorim. Now we are free. The full of full. Evadim hayinu le faro b'mitzrayim. Vayotzienu Yahweh Eloheinu misham b'yad chazaka u'avi zeru'a netuya. We were bondmen to Pharaoh in Egypt. Evadim hayinu le faro b'mitzrayim. But, however, Jehovah Einai Elohim brought Einai out from Veya. Vayayotzienu Yahuwah Eloheinu Misham. But Jehovah Einai Elohim brought Einai. Vayotzienu Yahuwah Eloheinu out from Veya Misham. Biyad chazaka uaviyazerua netuya, by a mighty hand, biyad, by a hand chazaka, by a mighty yad, a mighty hand, biyad chazaka uaviyazerua ubiyazerua and zerua zeroa uvizeroa zerua and an arm netuya an arm stretched out and outstretched arm. Evadim hayinu lefaro b'mitzrayim, vayotzienu Yahweh Eloheinu misham, biyad chazaka, uavi zeru'a netuya, netuya, netuya. We were bondmen, we were bondmen, to Paro, evadim, we were servants, evadim, we were servants, hayinu lefaro b'mitzrayim, servants to Pharaoh. As he said, the more traditional version of it, Avadim, avadim, hayinu lefaro b'mitzrayim, ata b'nei chorim. We were slaves, servants to Pharaoh in Egypt, ata, now, b'nei chorim, b'nei, sons, children, sons, chorim, free ones, b'nei chorim. But now we are free ones, ata, b'nei chorim. Avadim hayinu lefaro mitzrayim, ata b'nei chorim. Making Pesach, Passover, Fasika, your own, I and I own. Bechol dor vador, in all generations. Bechol dor vador. It's not enough to recall or to recount in some abstract sense the deliverance, the deliverance of the Hebrew people in ancient Mitzrayim. But each Yehudi, each of I and I, each of Jah people is responsible, zeh b'zeh, in view Pesach, and to view Pesach, Passover, at the time in Iowa, to commemorate their own personal deliverance from the mitzvahs, from the anxiety, the constrictions, Mitzrayim, slavery, and the bondage. Therefore, the sages teach, the reader, first reader says, in each and every generation, an individual should look upon him or herself as if he or she personally had left Mitzrayim. Because of this, make I and I all recite the following declaration. Ve'ilu lo chotzi ha-kadosh baruch hu et avoteinu mi Mitzrayim. Herei anu uavaneinu ואבני אבנינו, משוע עבדים היינו לפרעה במצרים. Had the Holy One, the Set Apart One, blessed be He, not taken out
our forefathers, me Mitzrayim from Mitzrayim, then I and I children and I and I children's children would still be enslaved in bondage to Paro, to Pharaoh in Mitzrayim. Ilu lo hotziya HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had the Holy One, HaKadosh, blessed be He, Baruch Hu, not taken out our forefathers from Mitzrayim, from Egypt. Ve'ilu lo hotziya HaKadosh Baruch Hu etai boteinu mi Mitzrayim. Then I and I, Herei anu, I and I children, our children, u'banenu, and our children's children, u'bnei banenu, would still be enslaved in bondage to Paro in Mitzrayim, in Egypt. Mishua ibadim hayinu le'Paro be'Mitzrayim. Baruch ha'makom. And since redemption was meant to lead, to guide I and I to receive HaTorah, John's directions, instructions at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai, we affirm the Baruch HaMakom. What is the Baruch HaMakom? Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, Baruch HaShenatan Torah Le Amo Yisrael, Baruch Hu, bless is the omnipresent HaMakom, Makom, the place, the spot, the standing, HaMakom, the omnipresent one, Baruch HaMakom, Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, blessed is HaMakom, the Makom, blessed be He, Baruch SheNatan Torah, blessed is He who gives SheNatan, SheNatan Torah, the giver of Torah, Baruch SheNatan Torah, to His people, Le'amo Yisrael, to His people Yisrael. Baruch Hu, bless be He, 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 bless be He.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments.
Of the Ten Commandments.
And elaborate on hand. Elaborate on hand.
For four children. The Torah commands us four times to teach our children about the Exodus from Egypt, suggesting there are four kinds of children, each of whom learns in a different way. Our challenge is to find the best way to respond to each child's needs. The Torah speaks of four kinds of sons. One is wise, one is defiant, one is simple-minded, and one doesn't know what to ask. What sort of child are you at this Seder? Who is wise? The one who learns from every person. Ben Zoma. Kenain Arba Wanim Debra Torah. Ehad Chaham. Ve'ehad Rasha. Ve'ehad Tam. Ve'ehad Sha'enu Yod Ah Leshul. Child 1. The wise son Chaham inquires about why the Hebrews practice the laws and customs of Passover. What are these laws to us? This son is wise, since he has a thirst for knowledge and wants to know more about the traditions of his people, Jah's people. This Seder is for him. The second child, the defiant son, the Rasha, wants no part of the Seder and asks why the Hebrew people, other than him, practice such things. This son spurns his heritage and acts like a stranger at the table. We admonish this child to wake up, to appreciate who he is and to be grateful. The third child, the simple son Tom, simply wants us to know what is right so that he can please Elohim and other people as he should. We take the time to help this child grasp the significance of Passover and to help him appreciate his identity as a Hebrew. The fourth child, the son who does not know about know enough to ask. Sha'inu Yod Ah Lishod is a young child who is encouraged to be entertained and carried through the service. The story of the four sons is intended to commend the wise son and to encourage us to remember the roots of our faith. We must study Torah and respect the Hebrew way of life, for if we neglect this, we have failed in our responsibility to our divine heritage.
But John Henry Falk may have experienced the most profound effect. He was a graduate student when he interviewed the former slaves, including the two women you hear in this broadcast. Himself interviewed just before he died in 1979, Falk was going on about how he believed in giving blacks the right to go to school, giving them the right to vote, giving them the right to go into anything they qualified for. And then he said he experienced an epiphany.
Yeah, sitting out on a wagon tongue with this old black man, and just telling him what a different kind of white man I was. I remember him looking at me very sadly and kind of sweetly and condescending and said, you know, you still got the disease, honey. I know you think you're cured, but you're not cured. You can't give me the right to be a human being. I'm born with that right. Now, you can keep me from having that. If you've got all the policemen and all the jobs on your side, you can deprive me of it. But you can't give it to me, because I was born with it just like you was. My God, it had a profound effect on me. I was furious with him. But the more I reflected on it, the more profoundly it affected me. And I realized this was where it really was.
I tell you the truth, when I think of it today, I don't know how I'm living.
I remember that just as well. Looked like to me, I can't.
Been slaves all our lives. My mother was a slave. My sister was a slave. Father was a slave.
They know nothing about reading and writing. All that I know, the teachers of mine, your master and your missus. Mom and them didn't know where to go. You see, after she would go, just like he turned something out, you know, didn't know where to go.
They are haunting voices from the past, not actors reading a script or scholars reading a text, but the actual voices of men and women, Americans, who were born in slavery.
My name is Fountain Hughes. I was born in Charlottesville, Virginia. My grandfather belonged to Thomas Jefferson. My grandfather was 115 years old when he died. And now I am 101 years old.
Hurt people didn't have no beds when they were slaves. He all slept on the floor. Had it here and had it there. Just like a lot of wild people. We didn't know nothing. Didn't like to look in no book.
Harriet Smith, remembering what she saw as a small girl during the final days of the Civil War.
He said, all that stood on that picket fence all day long, seeing them soldiers going back to Silent Zone in different places. Colored soldiers in droves. That's right along by our home, a two-story house, a white soldier.
These recorded memories were among thousands of interviews done with ex-slaves in the 1930s and 40s.
Can you remember slavery days very well?
Of course, I remember all our white folks. All the names of them, all the children. Call every one of the children's names.
Who did you belong to?
Jim Button, the baby boy.
The results of these digitally enhanced recordings are arresting, almost unbelievable. The idea of hearing the voices of actual slaves from the plantations of the Old South is as powerful, as startling really, as if you could hear Abraham Lincoln or Robert E. Lee speak. Listen again to Fountain Hughes, who was born in 1848.
We were slaves. We belonged to people. They sell us like they sell horses and cows and hogs and all like that. Have an auction bench and they put you on, up on the bench and bid on you the same as you're bidding on cattle, you know.
Much of what these three former slaves say may at first seem unremarkable. Much of what they say may surprise and upset, and their calm demeanor is at odds with the evil and violence we associate with slavery. Here is 91-year-old Texan Laura Smalley talking in the 1940s about the outcome of a tussle between two women, one black, one white, one slave, one mistress. The mistress tried to slap the slave, but the black woman pushed her into a chair. Laura Smalley was a girl at the time, but she remembers vividly what happened to the black woman when the master came home.
Well, they taken that old woman, poor old woman, cat in the peach orchard, and whipped her. And, you know, just tied her hand this way, you know, around the peach orchard tree. I remember that just as well, looked like to me, I can. And around the tree, and whipped her. And, well, she couldn't do nothing but just kick her feet, you know, just kick her feet. But it just had her clothes all down to her waist, you know. Just didn't have her plumb naked, but they had her clothes down to her waist. And every now and then they'd whip her, you know, and then snuff the pipe out on her, you know. Snuff the pipe out on her. You know, the embers in the pipe. I'm where you'll see the pipe smoking.
Blow them out on her?
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord. Mm-hmm. Have mercy.
The plantation on which Smalley was a slave sounds brutal. She recalls scrambling with other children for food from a huge wooden tray, like a hog trough.
All of them, you know, would get around that tree with spoons and eat city like mush or soup or something like that. And all of them children get around there and just eat.
Fountain Hughes tells his interviewer about the relentless round of work for him on a Virginia plantation.
The night never come, though. You had nothing to do. Time to cut tobacco. But they want you to cut all night long, though, you see you cut. And if they want you to hang all night long, you hang your back. It didn't matter about your tired, being tired, you're afraid to say you're tired.
It was cotton, not tobacco, that solidified slavery, though. The invention of the cotton gin at the end of the 18th century made its processing easy, but the crop still needed enormous amounts of unskilled labor. Control of the slave and his labor through laws and regulations became paramount. Fountain Hughes talks about one of those controls, the pass system.
Now, I couldn't go from here across the street. Well, I couldn't go to nobody's house without I have a note or something from my master. And if I had that pass, that was what I'm called a pass. If I had that pass, I could go wherever he sent me. And I'd have to be back, you know, whoever he sent me to. They'd give me another pass, and I'd bring that back, so it's a show how long.
Even emancipation didn't truly free the slaves. Freedom freed slaves for more travail. The end of the Civil War found many cast adrift without skills and no place to go. And the Yankees who freed them weren't always seen as benevolent liberators.
I remember when the Yankees come along and took all the good horses and took all the, sort of all the meat and flour and sugar and stuff out in the river and let it go down the river. And they know the people wouldn't have nothing to live on, but they done that.
The ex-slaves left one hell for another, perhaps an even more dangerous one. No longer property, they didn't have the protections afforded property.
When we were slaves, we couldn't do that, see? Mm-hmm. And if we got free, we didn't know nothing to do. And my mother, she hunted places and bound us out for a dollar a month. But we didn't have no property. We didn't have no home. We had nowhere, nothing. We didn't have nothing on it. Just like the cattle, we were just turned out and get along the best you could.
In Texas, the slaves weren't told they were free until 2 months after the war ended. Smalley remembers that her masters gave the slaves a dinner, and then they were free.
I don't hide the other side of the folks, you know, freedom. We didn't know. They just thought, you know, we're just feeding us, you know. Some of them didn't know where to go. You see, after freedom broke, just like he turned something out, you know, didn't know where to go. Like, just where to stay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Didn't know where to go.
In the narratives, the slaves used an interesting phrase for the end of slavery. They say, when the break came. Good times, easy times were not at hand. The trials for millions of black Americans didn't end in 1865. They continued. Laura Smalley and her family became sharecroppers. Harriet Smith's first husband was killed by whites during the Reconstruction, probably because of his political organizing. Fountain Hughes went north to Baltimore and worked at numerous jobs, including hauling manure. Not an enviable job, but it was the job of a free man.
Brothers and sisters, that audible right there, definitely, I would say, if you can get a copy of that or download it or record it off your phone, it's called, it's on the YouTube's Ex-Slaves, Talk About Slavery in the USA. Oh man, I saw playing Shiloh right there, the slavery tune. It kind of picked up a little bit, but I found myself holding back, you know, like, and tears like welling up as I listened. You know, this is like 1800 something, you know, going back there, our ancestors, the Israelites, and I'm like crying, like welling up, trying to hold back the tears and laughing at the same time when the Uxa went up. Just a little testimony, respectfully, brothers and sisters, but the audible is ex-slaves talk about slavery in the USA. Wow, right there. Here, we're getting into day two of the unleavened bread. Yes, sir. You know, brought us up and out. And what they call it? They called it not so much freedom or emancipation on this or that man, this. They call it the break. the break. Today's, the daily psalm for the first day was Psalm 16, just to lift up the vibes right here.
Psalm 16.
Chavarim.
Mizmor Tet Zayin. Le David.
Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust.
Shomreni el ki hasiti vach.
O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, to the Lord.
Adonai ata. Tovati val aleha.
Thou art my Lord.
Adonai.
My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Forevermore. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians?
This is the Cape Coast Castle in Ghana, West Africa, where enslaved Africans were shipped to the Caribbean, to North America, and other places in the world. From this castle, on the average, 10,000 enslaved Africans were shipped year by year. Altogether, about 60 million Africans were enslaved. Whoever went through this door had no chance of coming back. That is why this door got the name, the Door of No Return.
Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Judges sit to Moses.
no more to school, I live to free.
If tomorrow is Judgment Day,
original Justice Man, champion song,
when I'm standing on the front line, when the Lord asked me what I did with the sound, I would say, Jaja, you know I'll kill them for you, I'll kill them for you, I'll kill them for you.
How long have people been suffering under the same system, you know? Penalization, victimization, inferiority complex and all the rest of it. Yes, man. Shut up in the ghetto and just can't make the way out, yeah?
Years. Them 400 years. 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 And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And afterward shall they come out, 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 afterward shall they come out. And they shall afflict them 400 years. Thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, 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 that is not theirs. Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. That thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, 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 that is not theirs. That thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. That thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them. And they shall afflict, and they shall afflict 400 years, 400 years, 400 years, 400 years, 400 years, 400 years, 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And afterward shall they come out with great substance, 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 with great substance. But in the fourth generation they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. Shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. Shall come hither again, shall come hither again. Shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. But in the fourth generation, but in the fourth generation, they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full, 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 is not yet. And it came to pass that when the sun went down and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp that passed between those pieces. In the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, Unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates. The Kenites, and the Kenizzites, and the Kadmonites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Rephaims, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Girgashites, and the Jebusites.